Hello and welcome back to Bring Something to the Table. Hope you guys are doing fantastic this holiday weekend or weekday. I guess it's more of a weekday. Hey, it's me, John. I'm one of your hosts, and joining me is always the very lovely...
Hello, people. Ashley here.
Oh, hey, Ashley.
hey, John.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, you guys missed a whole quick Yoo-hoo debate before this episode started, so I'm still a little bitter about it. She's looking at me like, why am I giving her the side eye?
But I know. I'm confused.
I'm just saying. I've never had Yoo-hoo before in my life, so.
You've never had Yoo-hoo.
Maybe that's why I'm bitter about the whole conversation.
How does that make you bitter?
Because it's your fault.
If you say so. We were having a debate on Yoo-hoo and Nestle, Nesquik.
Just Quick.
Nesquik.
Really, that was the debate part. Do they call it Just Quick or Nestle Quick? I feel like somewhere back in
it's
the day.
It's called Nesquik.
And I feel like growing up, it was just called Quick. I feel like that Nesquik came later on in life.
I just have always known it as Nesquik.
Well, you know, respect your elders. I am older than you. That's all.
By what, a day?
Wow, more than a day? Anyway, if you guys are listening to this, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And thank you for joining us.
One of my favorite holidays.
It's one of her favorite holidays that nobody celebrates anymore.
Listen. Speaking of debates.
Uh-huh.
There's always the Thanksgiving and Christmas debate on social media.
Yeah.
You know,
because people skip over Thanksgiving all the time.
I know. Me and my mom have that all the time. She's always, you know, I want to go straight to Christmas.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, we have to have Thanksgiving first.
You have to have it first. It's true. I'm with.
Listen, you can have both, you know, the best of both worlds. You can have, you know, your Christmas music.
Christmas music at
Christmas tree.
Christmas music and Christmas trees at Thanksgiving
yes.
is not right.
What you mean?
It's not in any of the stories.
It doesn't matter.
None of the pilgrims had a Christmas tree. You know, listen. I didn't see no Indians chopping down trees and doing anything like that. I just know.
You know, it's a new world.
You're damn right it's a new world. But I'm just saying, people forget about Thanksgiving.
I don't forget about Thanksgiving. I just want to merge all of the holidays together with Christmas.
I don't.
No. I want lights.
You just want lights all year round.
Yes.
That's the whole thing.
And I want a Christmas tree all year round.
You can do that if you want. You know, that's a thing now.
I mean, I guess. Is it?
Have you seen it?
Nah.
Okay, so what people are doing, because they're weird like you, they're taking their Christmas tree and they're making it fit every season, every holiday, basically.
Ooh.
So you have like your people doing stuff for like Valentine's Day, you know, okay. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Easter, and they're just taking the tree and putting the correct decorations on it.
Question.
Yes.
Is it a real tree?
Okay, well, obviously what people are doing online are not real trees because I don't think a tree would last that long unless you planted it and rooted it down in your living room. Maybe.
I mean, that's an option. Put it in a pot in the corner.
I've never had a real Christmas tree.
What?
This is a Thanksgiving show, but we're going to talk about Christmas for a second. I ain't never had no real Christmas tree in my life.
What you mean?
Maybe once at my grandmother's house, but... Growing up,
you gotta have that smell, that Christmas tree smell.
That's
when
why
you
they
walk
make candles. Pine, baby, pine. No,
you mean the fake fragrance?
Still smells like pine.
It's not the same.
Or you buy one of them broomsticks.
The
you buy
real
one of them
thing.
Broomsticks. People like them broomsticks. They're from Publix.
Smell like cinnamon.
Yeah, ain't that a Christmas thing?
No.
What do you? Why do you buy broomsticks then?
They do that around Thanksgiving and,
oh, see,
and Halloween and stuff.
It's Thanksgiving episode. I'm glad we brought it up. But okay.
I got one in my car.
A broomstick?
Well, like a little, one of those car scented ones.
That's weird.
It's like this big.
What'd it smell like?
Cinnamon.
Nobody wants to smell cinnamon that much.
I do.
Cinnamon's gross.
Do you know how good cinnamon is for you?
Okay, cinnamon itself could be great for you, but like this apple cinnamon smell,
I didn't say it was apple cinnamon.
I feel like you're into that apple cinnamon stuff.
Apples are good for you too.
It's such a bad smell. It is just
It's
horrible.
Pure cinnamon.
I don't like cinnamon. Oh, what does that mean? Just because I don't like cinnamon, now I get the death stare? You know?
Listen.
Anyway.
I'm going to come over with some cinnamon sticks for you.
I will beat you.
Beat me with a cinnamon stick?
Yeah, I'm going to beat you with a cinnamon stick. It ain't against the law. I can't go to jail for beating you with a cinnamon stick.
Wow.
It took a dark turn real quick.
It sure did. We're talking about Thanksgiving here, and he's talking about beating me with cinnamon sticks.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Exactly. Miss Young, you need to do something with this boy.
We're talking Thanksgiving. All things Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving extravaganza special.
I like it.
Of course you do.
Anything holiday.
Yeah, because, you know, we ain't cutting out Thanksgiving. We gonna talk about
it. We gotta practice Thanksgiving.
But we ain't listening to Christmas music while we're doing it.
Oh, I should have.
It's too late now. Don't even do it. So, Thanksgiving. What does that even mean? Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving, Ashley? Educate the people.
Do you want the... Well, I don't know. Everybody...
I want a quick synopsis. Am I saying that right?
Synopsis?
Snacking.
What was that?
I don't know. I have a speech problem. My mouth doesn't move right. So, yeah. So, what is Thanksgiving to you?
To me?
Yeah, let's just go that way. I don't want the real history. Tell me.
I was just about to say, do you want the history?
Nah, because that'll be an hour of you talking about some ships and some boats. It's a dark story, really.
It really is, yeah.
So we ain't going to do that. So what does Thanksgiving mean to you?
What does Thanksgiving mean to me? I don't know. I just feel like it's something that we've always done.
Oh, so just because you do it, it means... What? I think Thanksgiving just gets overlooked and mistreated. You name right now, and I will give you $1 out of my pocket. If you can name
$1 ain't worth it.
I will give you $20 out of my pocket. If you can name one Thanksgiving movie, go.
One Thanksgiving movie.
I'll wait.
I don't know.
Exactly. That's my whole point. People don't care about it. People just skip right over it. And they go right to Christmas.
I don't know what people you're talking about.
Your people.
I always celebrate Thanksgiving.
I get it. So do I. But I'm saying the world, it just seems like nobody really
cares.
You're
just talking about Hollywood.
Hollywood.
And the media.
Here we go.
They're the ones that do the movies.
Okay, and?
And the big retail stores, you know?
But what about all the people on October? No, all the people on November 1st that start playing Christmas music. They start putting up
What's
their tree. Because we ain't even get to Thanksgiving yet.
You can have both.
You cannot.
Yes, you can.
December is for Christmas.
Who says?
The Bible.
The Bible?
Yeah. All right, that's kind of wrong,
you
too.
You
want
to go that route?
I don't want to go that route.
Jesus wasn't even born.
I know.
In December.
Let's not. Okay. Let's backtrack a little bit. I'm just sounding like a crazy person.
Kind of.
But this is our Thanksgiving special.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
We're trying to talk about Thanksgiving and what it meant to you.
It means a lot to me.
Okay. Well, that's all I was trying to
figure
out.
Thanksgiving's very special to me. Just because I really enjoy Christmas music and Christmas lights
during
and everything Christmas, that doesn't mean that I skip over Thanksgiving. In fact, Thanksgiving used to be a very big deal in my family. We would all go to my oldest sister's house. She lives just north of Atlanta. And we would go up there and there would be like all of us there. All the siblings, all of the... my dad, my mom. I mean, we have such an extended family. My sisters are actually my half sisters. So their real mom would come and her husband and, you know, our dad and my mom. And, you know, there would be the cousins and the nieces and the nephews and the grandkids. And now there's a great grandkid. So, I mean, it was so big. It was like that was the one holiday where we all came together. So it was very special. It is very special. It is. It's very different now, especially after my dad passed. But prior to that, it was like the big holiday of the year for my family. So, yeah. But I can still have my Christmas lights and my Christmas music at the same time.
There's no winning. There's no winning this argument. You know what? It's fine. I like Thanksgiving. We all have our different traditions and how we celebrate things. I don't think we never do, like, I have enough family, I think, in Florida just to do Thanksgiving with my family in Florida. It's very rare that we take the family and all get together and go have Thanksgiving somewhere. I think 2 years ago we went to Atlanta to, we rented a house and we did Thanksgiving there. But besides that, it's like, it's usually just, excuse me, I'm going to edit that out. It's usually just the Florida family people. Like somebody goes to somebody's house. I do have a lot of sisters here and my uncles, and I have, you know, I have some family here.
I was about to say, all your family's here.
Your
sisters.
A good chunk, you know, so we don't really do much. But see, here's the thing. We do this Sunday dinner thing. And sometimes Sunday dinner just feels like Thanksgiving because, you know, it's a bunch of food. It's a big spread, you know. And so when Thanksgiving comes around, I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything to me. Thanksgiving's still Thanksgiving. You know, it's just like, it's like we do this all the time. Like, this is just something that we do, that we started to keep the, you know, to keep the family together. So we didn't have to, you know, obviously sisters having kids and people, you know.
So what you're saying is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thanksgiving is very big for me.
Uh-huh.
But you guys just kind of skip over Thanksgiving. Because you do it all the time.
No. It's not that we're skipping. No, they can't turn this on me. I'm not skipping anything. No, we do see the family a lot. So, but we're not skipping over it. We will be going to my uncle's house or somebody's house this year, I'm sure.
So it's not that big of a deal.
I'm not saying it's not that big of a deal. I still want to be there, you know. There's still turkeys to eat and fake ham and, you know, tofurkeys and all that other jazz. For the people that don't eat meats, there's a, you know, I don't know. She's looking at me like she feel like she's got me. She's like, I got him. I got him in the corner.
I did. I mean, you are in the corner over there too, so it's perfect.
Yeah. But I don't know where this is going. You had some stuff.
What you mean?
I don't know where I was going with this whole Thanksgiving rant.
You don't know where you're going with that?
My whole rant was I was mad because people skipped over Thanksgiving.
Well, sounds like you skip over Thanksgiving.
But I don't. Not like you do.
I just told you how big it was in my family.
And I get that. And that is a lovely thing. But I don't want to hear no Christmas music prior to Thanksgiving. I'm standing by it.
All right. You do you. I'll do me. He's throwing bottle caps at me. Okay. Well, all right. So I guess you pretty much told us what your Thanksgiving was like as a child.
Yeah, I just know. That was just 2 years ago.
I didn't tell you. Well, what was it like? I mean, was it different when you were younger?
Yeah, I feel like it was.
How so?
I feel like it was a lot different. Because I grew up in a military family. So we moved around a lot. But the one thing we would do, it was, we used to go to Mississippi all the time for Thanksgiving when I was a kid. And I hated making that drive. But that's where the grandparents were. All my uncles and like everybody was in Mississippi. So that's what we used to do as a kid, was drive to Mississippi 7 hours to have Thanksgiving. And it's always great because my family's kind of rowdy. You know, when they get together, they can be called loud. But it's always a good time. Somebody always starts dancing. One of the uncles get too drunk. You know, it's always, you know, it's always something to see. And I feel like we don't do that anymore. Like, we don't have that, you know, obviously, like you were saying, your whole family comes together. Like, we don't, like I said, we got the family here. But it is something special when you can get everybody together, you know, for those holidays. It hits different. I'm going to say that's what the kids say. It just hits different, you know. Go. But Yeah, so that was
that's neat.
Slightly different.
That sounds pretty much the way my childhood Thanksgiving was. It's just my sisters are all up. Well, they were all up in Atlanta. And my eldest sister, they live kind of out in I guess you would say like the country, just north of Atlanta. So she had a bigger space for all of us to come. I mean, you should see the driveway when we all get there. But yeah, we would all just stay at her house and we'd have this huge meal. Her husband would, we'd have like two or three turkeys like smoked and oven and baked. And so it was, yeah, I mean, I guess rotisserie is, I don't know. But yeah, it was.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, we have so much food, but it was more of the getting together, like everybody and just being with each other that was really special. And I guess maybe in that way, like when you asked me, you know, what does it mean to me? That's what Thanksgiving has always been to my family. Like it was never a, you know, it's just part of our culture, you know, a Western culture. So, but you know, we didn't ever, I do it more so now than I did in the past, but you know, it's not like we really thought about the historical aspect of it. It's just always something that has been part of American culture. And it just, I guess it's come to mean something different for my family. You know, it's just like a holiday to be with your family and friends and just happen to be a lot of food, which, you know, that's fine with me. I'm all about my food.
Oh, we know.
But yeah, it has changed though, especially since my dad passed. We haven't gotten together like that. And so, but it's a little sad, but I'm not going to dwell on that right now.
I get it.
So, cause it's already been a crazy year and, yeah. So, but
I mean, there's going to be a lot of Zoom Thanksgivings this year.
Yeah. That's
a lot
true.
Of FaceTiming and, they are trying to encourage people to social distance for Thanksgiving. And if you don't have to go out of town, don't go out of town. Kind of just, you know.
You know what I heard?
What did you
my
hear?
Neighbor, her parents usually come down Thanksgiving. What am I thinking? They usually come down for Christmas, but they come a little bit before Christmas and they're kind of like snowbirds, I guess. They'll come down for Christmas and stay for a few months. They've got a house that my neighbor's grandmother used to live in, but she passed. But anyway, so they have the house there. And they'll stay down there, but they live in Pennsylvania. The okay. point I'm getting at is I was talking to her the other day and she said that their governor is going to start writing citations if you have more than so many people in your house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How are they supposed to know that?
I have no idea. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, I guess if they go to a house that has more than three or four cars, they can just, how many you got?
They can't come in the house, though.
I mean,
they gotta have a warrant.
Yeah, but if it's the governor, you think he'd already have his, like, stuff figured out. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go have a judge in my back pocket, and I will have a warrant, you know?
I mean, maybe he will. But, I mean, is that crossing the line?
Maybe. I mean, we live in a weird time right now.
I ain't letting anybody in my house.
We know.
I mean, they wouldn't want to come in my house with my dogs anyway. But
apparently, you got killer dogs living with you.
They're not killer. They just don't like people they don't know.
Fair play.
But yeah, I mean, the only thing I could think of is if they like count every person that walks in your house or something.
But nobody's going to be sitting outside of your house counting people.
But why would they?
And how many people is too many people in a house?
I can't remember if she said 10 or 20.
All right, 20 is a little ridiculous. If you got 20 people over Thanksgiving, you need to think about.
What if you got a big house and a big yard?
Okay. If you have 20 people at your house for Thanksgiving this year, maybe you should just really rethink about what you're doing.
What if you're all outside?
Okay. If you have 20 people... I'm just, look, I get it.
I have a little buffet outside.
That buffet ain't sanctioned. There ain't no protective glass over it. That food is exposed to anybody's dirty hands that comes up to it. Ain't nobody gonna use no hand sanitizer. Uncle Lou is already drinking. He's already pinching off of things.
What if they got sanitizing stations out
Ain't nobody
there?
Having sanitizing stations.
What if they
though?
Do?
But what if?
What if they're being real careful? What if they all got masks on and they're outside in their own yard?
Maybe. No, I don't think you should. I don't think you should get a ticket for being at your own house, because you have to make that cautious decision to like, hey, I know what I'm getting myself into.
What if they all had COVID tests before they came?
And look, my dad's already told everybody that you got to have a COVID test before coming to Thanksgiving. So he is very strict about not getting sick. So look, you at your house, it's your own business. You just got to be responsible enough to take the right precautions. Once you are in an environment like that, then, you know, maybe you don't want to be around other people after you leave that 20-person party. You know, maybe you quarantine yourself a little bit, because Auntie somebody could have had COVID and she could have been all over the place.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
Like putting her hands in all the dishes.
Yeah, she just walk around touching people, hugging on everybody, licking pies and putting them back, you know.
I guess basically what we're saying is Thanksgiving is going to be really weird this year.
Only if you make it.
Listen.
Only if you make it weird.
We're going to be, you know, eyeing that car that's been sitting outside for a while. You think they're counting everyone that's walking inside? Maybe.
I think I can already count 10 people at my uncle's house this year. So that is already, you know, probably against their regulations. I don't know.
Well, I don't think Florida has anything like that.
And Florida is never going to have anything like that. Florida don't think anything's happening now. There's a handful of people that are very, let's wear our mask and get things right. And there's another group of people that are just like, nah, this ain't real. This is conspiracy.
I feel like I see more people with masks, though, than I don't.
Depends on when you are. You used to come spend a day out at Nocatee. And then it is scary. It is scary how nobody wears a mask in that area. It's insane.
Well, I was there when you were showing me around.
Yeah.
And what was it? The car show that was that uh-huh. weekend. Yeah.
Did you see how many people at that car show didn't have masks on?
Well, it was outside. But people were really close to each other.
They were really close.
That was really scary, but I mean, you know, do you, I guess.
And look, that's what I'm saying. There's people that's got to be a little cautious, be a little bit more careful, and hopefully we can make it to the next Thanksgiving without Christmas music.
There'll always be Christmas music in my house.
Ashley, I feel like you're one of those people that play Christmas music in July.
You're right.
For no reason. Just, you know.
Sometimes I just feel in the Christmas spirit.
I don't know what to do with you.
It's a magical time. I love it.
Okay. Okay.
But yes. So, but yeah, I don't skip over. Yeah. I don't skip over Thanksgiving, though. And past couple years, we've just kind of been doing a low key, just me, my mom, and my brother. Yeah. So it's been nice. I mean, it's definitely not like my childhood, but it's nice in a different way, I guess.
You're still doing something.
Mm-hmm. And always will. And now that I'm older and kind of more aware of the historical aspect of it, I try to be more, what's the word?
Respectful?
Not respectful, but
appreciative.
Yeah.
I don't know any other words.
I don't know. Maybe that's not the right word either.
Maybe it's not.
I don't. Like, I guess I try to be more conscientious.
Big word. Let's go.
Conscientious. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe. I don't know.
Now you talking like me.
Of the fact of where it came from, and show my respects to, I guess maybe the, I guess what I'm trying to say, like the indigenous side of, or like the historical. I got nothing.
What do you mean? You're doing great.
I can't think of the words. And okay, so we've all been told like uh-huh. the history of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But some people don't like Thanksgiving because of the mistreatment of indigenous people and how we've kind of,
when you say indigenous people, are we talking about Indians here? Are we allowed to say Indians? Is that a word we can't say anymore?
I mean, I don't know. I
can
guess
we call them by their native language?
What do you mean?
Like
their native language.
Not like their native language, but like, isn't there another
there
word?
There are many languages from indigenous people in the United States.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's different names for Indians, though. They're different, like,
well,
their tribe. Am I remember their tribe? Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, indigenous is a word that I think is supposed to encompass, like, the majority of them.
Okay.
Like, well, like all native people. I don't think that, I guess it depends on who you talk to, but some of them I don't think mind being called Indian, but they were called Indian because supposedly this is where Christopher Columbus thought that he'd gotten to India.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why they called them Indians, but they weren't actual Indians.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy.
So then we started calling them Native Americans, and I think some were okay with Native Americans. Okay.
Maybe that's what I was looking for.
But I think most preferred the term indigenous.
I don't know any to ask them, so if you're listening to this and you can tell us what the proper terms are,
yes,
just let us know, because I'm just curious, because I really had I can't think of anybody that I would know at all that are actual Native American or, you know, indigenous.
Indigenous.
Am I saying that right?
Indigenous.
Yeah, I just don't know anybody.
I don't really think I do either. I mean, I think my brother had a couple friends that were natives. I don't know that they were full-blooded, but and then I've got a second cousin. Her children are half native.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I don't really think I know anyone like friends that are. But anyway, yeah, so where was I even going with it? You completely threw me off.
I threw you off. I'm sorry. You were just talking about being more respectful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now that you're older, and continue.
Wow, that was kind of...
What? I was keeping you up into the loop.
You were looking at me funny.
You're the one that forgot.
Well, because you distracted me.
Okay.
I guess when I say indigenous, I'm trying to be respectful.
Got you. Because I honestly, I don't hear a lot of people use that word either. So when you use it, I'm just like, oh, that's a new word for me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I should just learn more
native,
about it.
Native, indigenous.
That's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying I don't know what's to use because, you know.
Well, as far as I know, I think indigenous is what they prefer.
Okay, cool.
As far as I have come across, you know, I haven't, like, you and I, we don't really know anyone to ask them that question.
Yes.
So if there are any natives, indigenous, Indians, what do you prefer?
Don't call them Indians, I'll tell you that much. I don't even do that. We can't say the Indian word no more. No? Can we?
I don't know.
Somebody please help us out.
Yeah, it's not like we're just saying it.
No, nobody's saying it in a negative way. Yeah. You know, obviously Thanksgiving means a lot to us, and we know the history behind it. And, you know, we try to keep teaching our young kids and people growing up the history and everything like that. But, you know, it's different for everybody. So, look, I am willing to learn, Ashley. I am here.
Me too.
To learn.
Yes.
My heart is open.
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that we all get to next Thanksgiving.
Right.
So
exactly. But I think my point was.
Oh, here we go.
You know, as I'm older, I try to be respectful, you know, of the indigenous, because I think our history has really kind of glossed over that and made it more. What's the word?
Indigenous.
No.
That's not the word.
No, they just kind of not really covered it up, but in a way they have kind of covered up how...
I don't know. I'm going to have to do a lot of editing.
I know. Not indigenous. It's not indigenous. That's what I'm looking for. They made it more romanticized than, I guess, than what it really was.
Oh, okay.
And there were a lot of encounters with the natives of America and the Europeans that were civil at first, you know, so that they're... What are you doing?
You gotta keep talking. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here. You're making your point. We're letting you get to your point.
I know, but you're... What are you doing?
I can't tell you. Didn't want to be a surprise.
Oh my gosh, she's doing something. Anyway, so yeah, looking at it that way, I try to be respectful of the indigenous people, where this tradition comes from. You have this really like shit-eating grin on your face.
Wow, language here, language.
What is going on?
I was just doing some research.
Okay.
And, you know, because that's what I do. I research over here while you're talking about things. And I just try to, I'll try to keep up with you. I'm just trying to baby step myself into your world. But I found something that I wanted to share with the group.
Okay. Share it with the people. Let, you know, lay it out on the table.
Maybe this will help everybody.
Set the table.
So I don't know about you, but there is a
what's this
Thanksgiving movie out there.
Toast, a pretzel stick, popcorn. What blockhead cooked all this?
Do you know what this is?
Blockhead? Is
what
that Charlie Brown?
Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners? Where's the mashed potatoes? Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
You never watched Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special?
Yeah. You were kind of rough on Charlie Brown, weren't you, sir?
Rough? You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
Is this what you call a Thanksgiving?
I heard Charlie Brown was going to be taken off the television this year.
I thought it was already taken off and they were bringing it back this year for the first time in years.
No, I think this year they're taking it because it's I think even last year it was out last year on television.
Really?
Do you know why they took it off?
Because of the speech they about to make about Thanksgiving.
I never thought of it like that. Do you think I hurt old Chuck's feelings? I bet I hurt his feelings, huh?
I don't know.
Why can't I'm so I act confused. Right outside of a baseball game?
If
any of you all know,
I don't know
why they're taking it
that
off.
That is something. I Googled Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving speech, but they're giving me more of the movie than I wanted. So
gotcha.
So
okay.
I was going to give you the meaning of Thanksgiving via Charlie Brown.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, because Charlie Brown teaches you a lot.
I guess.
So.
But apparently needed to be pulled off the television.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Should probably really research that one more.
All right. I don't know what's going on.
Because I heard that. From like I told you, I heard it was coming back to television this year for the first time in however long. But I could have been looking at that article wrong and they could have been taking it off.
Listen,
so
it's the media.
It's a bad place.
They're playing with our emotions.
Oh, man. If you guys are listening to this and it's anywhere near Thanksgiving time, whether it's before or it's after, you guys be safe. You know, definitely cherish your time with your loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, rather you're celebrating this or not. Because I have some friends that don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I think they're Pacific Islanders, but I don't want to talk. I don't know. I just could be making this up. But,
Well, they might be indigenous.
Maybe. Maybe I should ask him why he don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, a Pacific Islander. Like, are they Hawaiian or Polynesian or?
You know, I don't get into that much details of some of my friends. They're one of those, I'm sure. But
are you not curious? I think it's fascinating to hear, you know, people's backgrounds and their cultures and.
Oh, all right. Well, you never asked me about my background or my culture or.
What do you mean?
She's never asked me.
Of course I have.
No, you haven't.
I oh, haven't.
She's giving me dirty looks. All right, guys. once again. do you have anything else to add to our Thanksgiving spectacular?
But in light of, you know, being more historically aware of, you know, Thanksgiving, where it's come from and trying to be more respectful of the indigenous side of it. We went on another adventure today.
Yeah, we did.
it was not quite as eventful.
I mean,
as last time.
Got us out the house.
You're right.
You know.
Got some pizza after. I was very happy about that.
She's very happy. but yeah, I saw some things I never seen before.
Which I guess it's another hidden gem because I'm surprised that you've never been there. But for to let the people know, we were trying to be, I guess maybe like pay our respects to the native peoples that, used to live in this area, which were the Timucua or Timucan or however you want to.
Timucan.
What was that?
Oh, there's going to be one person that gets that reference, and I'm going to love that one person.
Is that a real thing?
It is now.
Well, what are you referencing?
That's my second time I've done that today.
What are you referencing?
You were filming a video earlier, and you were talking, and you said the same thing, and I yelled in the background, Timucan. Like, God, this tickled me so much. All right, continue.
What are you referencing, though? Is that a thing?
So, no, it's not a thing. And this is a long stretch. There's a video game called Mortal Kombat.
I know what Mortal Kombat is.
Okay, and in the game, he has a move where he goes, Hadouken! So in my mind, I'm like, somebody's going to get my reference because it's such a nerdy video game thing. But every time you would say Timucan, that was just... I'm sorry, Ashley. I apologize. I'm very immature. And
only you, John.
You're welcome.
No, I used to play... Which game was that?
All of them. It's just one of the sound effects has always been in there.
I don't remember that.
I'll be able to look it up later. I'll show you. Don't you worry.
No, I completely forgot what I was saying.
Oh, man. No, you're telling the people about what we're doing out there in the middle of the woods with berries.
We weren't in the middle of the woods.
Where were we then?
We did have some berries. We wanted to kind of repay. Wanted to pay our respects to the natives that used to live in this area, which were the Timucua. Not saying it any other way now.
Okay.
They are, unfortunately, there are no more. They've all been killed off by
That's sad.
Multiple means. European disease, slavery, other native tribes, I think, used to come down and raid their villages, but mostly from the Europeans that came over. I actually studied them in college, and I had a professor that did his dissertation on... Well, he was trying to find what happened or if there might be any lineages of this tribe left. And he pretty much found that maybe one or two had been shipped to Cuba, maybe. I can't remember exactly where. And then some may have assimilated into what became known as the Seminole tribe. But as far as anyone practicing that particular culture, that language, it doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately.
You're so smart.
Well, I just learned about them in college.
You hit me with some facts I didn't know.
Oh, well, and it helps when your professor did his whole dissertation on it. But so anyway, yeah, we were trying to find some areas that had information on their culture, any historical landmarks in the area. And we went to, do you remember what it was called? Why can I not remember it?
The place that we went to today?
Yeah. The Fort Caroline National Monument, I think.
That sounds exactly correct.
Okay, then.
And if it's wrong, it will be edited out.
Okay. Well, I think it's the Fort Caroline National Monument. But anyway, you know what? I have the brochure right here.
She has a map in front of her the whole time.
I did. Oh, the Fort Caroline National Memorial.
Oh, okay. not a monument. Completely different.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I was thinking of Monument Road that it's off.
Because it was on. You're right. You're right. I mean, it's an easy mix up.
But I was surprised that John has ever been here. I just thought everyone knew about it. Because I even think I went for one of our school field trips there.
You know, we could have went too. But little Johnny wasn't into learning anything when he was a little kid. And I probably skipped a field trip. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We won't hold it against you.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, he got reintroduced to it today.
That I did.
If he's been there at all. But anyway, it's really the big draw to it is the replica of Fort Caroline, which was a French military settlement back in mid-1500s, maybe.
Okay, sounds good to me.
That's what the brochure says.
Hey, if the brochure says it, it has to be true.
Right, probably not, but anyway.
We'll see.
But yeah, so we went there. There's a, what's that building?
Around a clock?
No, the building that was closed.
The museum.
Oh yeah, the museum. There's a small little museum building.
How is this the sign for museum?
I was circling it with my finger in my mind.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But anyway, there were supposed to be Timucua artifacts in there. And mm-hmm. we were going to check it out, read some historical stuff on them. But unfortunately, it was closed.
Probably due to COVID.
Probably.
Or it was Sunday. Maybe they're not open on Sundays.
It said it was open.
Oh, you're right. You did check Google.
I think they're closed on either Mondays or Tuesdays.
Mm.
But yeah, they're open between 9 to 5 today. But anyway, so we couldn't look at any of the artifacts, and there really is no historical site. They just had a replica of Timucua Hut, but mm-hmm. there really was no literature on it, you know, telling you what it was for, what it was replicating. There was a small little, which you said was a stick, but obviously was a canoe.
This is a weird looking canoe.
But yeah, there really was no literature on it, and it was kind of disappointing considering that this was a main Timucua hub and a big tribal area for them. There really is no information on that tribe.
Maybe you can start your own museum and get some information.
I should.
And get like one of them posts put in. Like, you know how they have the post with the information on it?
There you go.
We can just take our own posts. We can make them.
There you go.
And then we can put them there and to see how long it takes them to notice. But we have to make them look exactly like the original posts. But it just has like real information on it. It's not like a joke or anything.
It's
going
to be hard to do, but we'll try.
Just put it in our backpack.
Well, because they had like all the drawing and stuff on there too. And
oh, we can do that.
Can you draw like that? I can't.
I mean, I can hire somebody.
But yeah, so... yeah, so that was a little disappointing, but it was kind of nice. I found a tree that John was wondering what the heck I was doing. I took a little twig off of it.
Yeah, I thought she was just being mean in nature. I really did. Oh. I recorded the whole thing. You'll see video of me yelling at her, calling her a fugitive. I was like, she's ripping down nature. Somebody stop her.
No, I had a whole reason I did that.
Okay.
What are you looking at me like that for?
No reason.
Oh, okay.
Fugitive.
But yeah, so we did that. And what I really would like to do sometime, and this will be a big adventure, but we have to do more research and find more information on it. Apparently, there are two Timucua mounds that are around here, kind of like the... Remember I was telling you about the Indian mounds?
Oh, yeah. I know you're telling me about it. And I did some research on them a little bit.
Oh, did you?
And one of the mounds might not... You might never, ever find that one mound.
Well, I don't think we're going to be able to get to it. I think we need to invest in a drone.
Ashley's going to have me flying drones in people's backyards. All right. Well,
but no, yeah, there's supposed to be two of them. Uh-huh. One of them is supposed to be fenced off completely. Like, you can't really get to it, but it is supposed to be there, fenced off somewhere. And then the other one, according to the article, I don't know if this is true, but... According to the article, there was a house that was actually built into it.
Yeah, which
long time ago.
They destroyed most of it. So.
Yeah. So we can't... I mean, there's no other literature on it. Like, I've been looking everywhere for it. I mean, we might have to stop by UNF and talk to one of, like, the archaeologists.
Oh, man. We about to dive deep. We about to dive deep.
Well, I... You know, that's a very... I mean, that's Jacksonville's history, and we're not preserving it the correct way, and we're not sharing it with, you know, our city. So, but I would like to find them.
All right. Well, you hear it here first. We're going to find them.
We're going to find them.
And we might go to jail because Ashley's going to have me flying a drone in somebody's backyard.
Right.
But
yeah, so
I make one hell of a story.
It would. It would. But yeah, so I think that's all I had about Thanksgiving.
What a lovely holiday.
Yes.
You know, I look forward to hanging with the family. Some of the family, anyway. It'll be a nice day off of work in the middle of the week.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I mean, I'll be at work for the most for the most part.
Yeah.
Ain't taking no extra time off or anything like that. And then...
Oh, we are... You didn't. I don't think we told anybody about this. I don't even think we posted it on our social media pages. If you want to hear another episode where we talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
We are on our friend's podcast, or one of his episodes. Our friend Matt, also a.k.a. I'll Stab Ya.
Wow.
He, well, John already is on there. But I was invited to come on to their Thanksgiving show.
Yes. Very special show.
We had a fun time talking about the different side dishes that we eat during Thanksgiving.
We learned a lot about people.
We did. We'll have to put a link out for that.
Yeah, we'll post something on Instagram for sure and Facebook.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time.
Gobble, gobble. All I can say, it was an interesting one for sure.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Glad you had fun.
I did. I forgot how much fun you guys were.
Oh, okay. Well, we still here.
I know, but like, the people don't know. We all used to work together back at Adventure Landing.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten how much fun I had with Matt and John. All the three of us. How much... I don't know. It's just, I feel like there was a lot of laughter.
No, it was mostly them making fun of me. I'm not even happy about the episode. They just bashed on me the whole time.
Who made fun of you?
Ashley made fun of me. Matt pulled my hair. And Ashley doesn't know how to take a joke. So,
I was like, I don't remember that.
No, I was just trying to be sensitive. But no, it was a lot of fun. Okay. Now Ashley's confused.
I am confused.
I got to stop doing this to her. All right, well. Make sure you check out The Unseated for that Thanksgiving draft special. And this has been our Thanksgiving special, which is an action-packed episode.
I guess. I mean, we're kind of all over the place, but...
We are all over the place.
It ties all in together.
It all ties in. There's some Charlie Brown. There's some indigenous things in there. There's some laughing. There's some crying. It has everything you need.
Right? There you go.
So... Oh gosh, you know, we better get out of here before we get in trouble,
right? I just hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know it's gonna be a little weird this year for some people, and but you know what, there's always next year.
All right guys, you heard it here first. It's always next year. Maybe, we don't know.
Yeah, but gotta
stay positive. Thank you guys for listening. Remember, like, comment, and subscribe to all our platforms. And this has been Bring Something to the Table.
Thanks, people.
Bye, people.